All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and controller of every single thing exists. Peace and salvation be upon our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family members, companions, on every single Muslim brothers and sisters who followed and who is following and will follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders and my dear young friends, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every khutbah is to remind us, and it is a part and parcel of our khutbah, validation of our khutbah is to remind about taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every one of us, in every injunction of our life, we have to bring Allah in our presence. We need to live with this remembrance. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and every one of you the life which is desired, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us. It is a life of taqwa. My respected brothers, the worldly life, it's a very temporary life. And as human beings, we are in need of continuous reminder. And we need to be reminded continuously about the purpose and existence, that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and why He has given us. There's a saying from Sahaba, whenever Sahaba used to get together, they never depart from one another without reading Suratul Asr. Suratul Asr, it's a brief and it keeps reminding us the purpose and what we are supposed to do as believers, and it keeps reminding us about the success. It's a very brief and a small surah which keeps saying that success lies with faith, iman, and then good deeds, establishing and helping one another in the straight and in righteousness and in haqq, and helping one another when we are facing difficulties, encouraging to be patient and sabr. As human beings, we all are faced with different challenges daily, weekly and right through in our life. Family life, we come out to the society, we have different challenges. When it comes to our corporate life, we have different challenges. As young boys and girls when in school, we have different challenges. When we reach our old age, we have different challenges. Challenges never end. Keep conditions, keep changing. But as human beings, in all those conditions, we should know what is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today I would like to discuss with you a very common and very simple thing that day to day, every day we face with this challenge. Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with this challenge. We are living in an era where the information reaches us so quick. Whatever happens in the world, it can be a person's private life, it can be anything, the media and the access to get information is so widely available, we can access information as soon as possible. Quran speaks and it gives us guidance. As human beings, when we get to know something, when some information reaches you, you see something and you witness something, how does a believer who has faith in Allah, who has faith in hereafter, akhirah, that I am responsible for every action, how should he or she respond? How should we answer? Generally what happens, we think we are used to this, this is our culture. When some message reaches us, sometime that message will say Alhamdulillah. These are certain vocabularies that every Muslim we use day to day in our life. Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, Al-Iyadu Billah, Astaghfirullah, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Don't you use that? Any good message reaches you, you say Alhamdulillah. Something amazes you, something very beautiful. You're seeing a goodness of someone. Immediately, we as believer, we must respond, MashaAllah, all this has occurred with the Qadr of Allah subhanahu. Or we say, SubhanAllah, glory, and may Allah be, Allah is purified, Allah is Subhan, glory be to Him. And we're grateful to Him, Alhamdulillah. Oh, some bad message reaches us. Something has happened very bad. What do we say? Either we say Astaghfirullah or Al-Iyadu Billah. Al-Iyadu Billah means may Allah protect us from that harm or calamity. Oh, a message of Janaza reaches us. What do we say? Someone has passed away. We say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. My respected brothers, whatever we see, if it's a negative or positive, that we do have a vocabulary in our dictionary which connects ourselves with Almighty Allah subhanahu. Which will keep reminding all these are happening بِقَدْرِهِ بِذَا قَدْرَ of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can be something bad or good. So we're saying that Alhamdulillah, Al-Iyadu Billah, Subhanallah, MashaAllah. These are the words that we use. But my respected brothers, these are just has become just a lip service. It is just we don't really connect those words with our mind and heart. When we attribute, when we say it's MashaAllah, we don't really attribute the greatness to Allah from our mind and heart. When we say SubhanAllah, we don't really attribute that greatness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just it is a lip service, we're saying just SubhanAllah. Or we say Alhamdulillah, we are not attributing, we are not really grateful our mind and heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say Inna Lillah, it is just the, the typing, our fingers does the work or our lips service. Inna Lillah, do we really mean that? Do we connect Inna Lillah? Nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to Allah, including my life, myself. Everything belongs to Him. Do we do that? My respected brothers, now I am coming to connect this with our interaction and relationship with social media and digital media. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly, beautifully explains and guides the believers in Surah An-Nur. In Surah An-Nur, an information reaches you, a message reaches you, which is a bad behavior or a mistake or shortcomings or something which you dislike has occurred to a brother or a sister. How you as a believer should respond to it. My respected brother, this is something very important. Our deen, our religion is not only about prayers. Our religion is not only about charity. Our religion is not only about speaking about akhirah and all that. Our religion should have an impact in our behavior, in our ethics, our values. It should have an impact. You need to fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah An-Nur, اتلقونه بألسنتكم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. What happens sometimes without realizing, you think, it's really just simple. When you type some message in WhatsApp, you say, it's not a great deal. When you criticize a brother or sister, you say, it's not a great deal, I'm just expressing my view. When you share information which has reached to you, you say, it's not a great deal, it's just I'm sharing the information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا. You think it is something simple and not a great deal? But Allah says, وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. By Allah, definitely honor of a believer, honor of a human being, is great. அவ்விடம் ரசூலுல்லாஹி ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம் எம்பசைஸ் ஆன் இன் தி மந்த் ஆஃப் ஸில் ஹிஜ்ஜா டே ஆஃப் அரஃபா இன் ஹரம் ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம் said the honor of a believer, honor of a human being is greater than the honor of the Ka'batullah. Greater, it is so sacred than the day of Arafah. It is sacred than the month of Dhul-Hijjah. It is sacred than the plain of Arafah and Haram. My respected brothers, when it comes to our exchanging our views in social media, comments, we spend a lot of time in that. Commenting about others, it's very unfortunate, and it is an Eastern culture and Eastern mentality that we worried about others more than we are worried about ourselves. I'm thinking this has been our tradition. May Allah protect us. The entire Eastern region, if you take India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, in all these, people are worried about the neighbors and themselves. We are worried about others, we are not worried about ourselves. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, a person has committed a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah An-Nur both the dimensions. Where there is a rumor about beloved wife of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha. Who invented it, who fabricated it, is a hypocrite. A munafiq. But who got caught in that web is believers. One person fabricated it, those who shared, many, majority of them were believers. Amongst them, there was a sahabi known as Mistah radiallahu anhu, who is a very close relative of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sometimes, family members hurt us more than anyone else. Own brothers and sisters and cousins, they will do certain mistakes. It will hurt us very badly. But we have no option. We have to forgive them and live with them. This Mistah radiallahu anhu, he was living under the sponsorship of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Under the sponsorship. Surah An-Nur explains it. It is a huge allegation, slander against Aisha radiallahu anhu. And Mistah is a very good person. He is a believer who migrated from Makkah to Medina. That means he sacrificed for the religion. This, what did he say? As human beings, sometimes we may get caught into these things. A mistake might happen. We have to be very careful in sharing message, in commenting on something which we do not have knowledge about it. We are looking at only in one dimension. Our knowledge is very less. And my respected brothers, whenever information reaches you, always empathize that. When you get to know so and so have done something, maybe it is true or maybe it is a false allegation. But immediately, may Allah grant me and you this ability. Immediately, I believe this character of you, this akhlaq of you, will take you to Jannah and Allah will be pleased with you more than your prayer and charity. Remember, He will forgive you and He will conceal all your shortcomings and elevate you because that you are very kind and empathizing with other fellow human beings. Just put yourself there. It can happen to you. You can do something wrong. But how would you love if a mistake has happened from you, the community and family to respond to you? How would you love them to treat you in bad? Some might get angry and come to you, scold at you, shout at you. But then what? How do you love? What do you expect? This is the basic guidance of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What you love for yourself, love for your fellow brothers. Your iman and faith will not be completed without that. My respected brothers, it is very, very unfortunate since now we are so technologically advanced. We have this means of communicating and expressing our view, we have lost the basic human ethics and values when it comes to exchanging our views and opinions. We have to be, as human, we have to be very respectful when we are exchanging our views. When you're commenting, be very respectful. Hadith says, اِعْتَذِرْ لِأَخِيكُمْ عُذْرًا. When you look at it, give 70, more than 70 times, if you can give him excuse, that would have been this way, that would have been this way. You give excuse to yourself and try to tell good about him to your mind and heart, not about others. More than 70 times. And then the scholar says, after you have given 70 excuses, still your mind says, no, it cannot be, none of these excuses are valid. Then you should say in the end, there might be another reason which I am not aware of it. After 70 times. My dear respected brothers, this is a basic value. You know, the world speaks about privacy law, trespassing. You know, in the court, a person, if you go even to any court, a person can go and file a case for defamation. That means it can be true or false. I can be a person who has committed a mistake. It doesn't give you right to tarnish and destroy my name unethically in different platforms. It doesn't give you. Religiously, it doesn't give you. And even by law, it does not give you that. It is the responsibility of the court. It is the responsibility of the state to punish you if you have done something and violated the right of someone. It doesn't give you the right to spread the message and fabricate it and add more stories and go on. You end up in trouble. He can sue you. My respected brother, leave aside. Maybe nobody is going to do it in this world. There is a court of Allah in their Qiyamah. There is a court of Allah in their Qiyamah. In every salah we are saying, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the owner of Day of Judgment. Every salah, 17 times, we keep reminding there is a Day of Judgment. There is a Day of Judgment that Allah will judge each and every one of us. So we have to be very careful judging others in this world. We are sinners. They always say, every sinner has a future, every saint has a past.
www.acmyc.com.
If you go through the history, there are huge saints. If you look at their past, they have been the worst people. Every sinner has a future. Every saint has a past. Nobody is perfect, my dear brother. We are human beings. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keep reminding about istighfar, and He says Allah is merciful and He is ready to forgive. He is ready to forgive. My respected brothers, when we comment and express our view, let us, our jealousy or our competition with the other person should not come in across. We have to be very honest. We have to be very honest. Community, my respected brothers, in order to achieve the help of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to be respecting one another and loving one another. If we keep destroying ourselves, I spoke about Aisha radiallahu anha and Mistah radiallahu anha. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention the great mistake which was done by Mistah radiallahu anha in Quran. Allah says, forgive him. Allah mentioned His righteousness. Allah mentioned His goodness. He says He has believed, He has iman, and He has migrated, He has done hijrah, and He is miskeen, poor man. So Abu Bakr, please forgive him. This is what Allah said. Allah doesn't say a one who is part of the accusation, who spread the message of the slander. No. He could have mentioned that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention. My respect. This is the ethic of sharing, whatever it is. When it comes, when it reaches you, you need to ask yourself before forwarding that, before sharing it, before, you know, putting on your comment, you ask yourself, you ask yourself, what is the impact is going to be there? Why am I commenting? Why am I doing this? Is it because of my anger? It is because of the ego? It is because of the jealousy? Why am I doing it? Why am I commenting it? In certain instances, our deen, Sharia has given us permissibility to share the shortcoming of a person. When someone is proposing, and then they come and ask you, I am proposing my daughter for so and so, or someone is saying, I am proposing my son for so and so, oh, this person is coming and asking you. Then you know the shortcomings and whatever defects you know, you think that it will harm the marriage, they will not do sincerely, you must say that. You must say, okay, it's good, brother, you know, and it has to be not just rumors, it has to be something which is really proven. Even at that time, rumors cannot be said, which is proven. This is the beautiful religion which protects the dignity and the value of a human being. Our every word in Day of Qiyamah, Allah says that there is mizan. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah is going to weigh our good deeds. You know why? Sometimes it's just one word, but the weight of that word, the hurt and the impact of that word is so great, so you can end up in the wrong side. May Allah forgive you. Once Aisha radiallahu anha, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a later part of his life, he had many wives. Aisha radiallahu anha, as human, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is human, don't forget that. She mentioned a negative word about another wife, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a negative word. You know what our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Ya Aisha radiallahu anha, if you take that word and put it to the ocean will start sinking. So bad. What a huge ocean. Weighing the words. Saying nowadays, I think our young boys, they don't say it, they just type it. Nobody's saying now, no words have been said, you know. No lip service, it's only our fingers are working. But those, every comment that we do, we have to be very careful. It can destroy a nation, it can destroy a family, it can destroy a person's entire career and life, it can destroy. I respect you, but our comment should be something benefiting. It should be uplifting. It should be something positive. It should, yes, someone has done it. Okay, how we look at it? How can we protect that person, not rejecting anyone? How can we reform him and make him a better person? Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, Abu Jahl's son, Ikrimah. He has damaged the Sahaba and Islam in a great impact. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ikrimah is willing to accept Islam and coming. What did our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? My respected brothers, this is our deen, this is our religion. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Sahaba and said, do not speak bad about Abu Jahl, Ikrimah's father, in front of him. Don't mention about their past. Don't talk about it. Abu Jahl, even now we're going to do that. We're going to say, La'natullah. Allah is not going to punish us by saying that. Because he has really harmed and destroyed. But what is the ethic that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu had a very bad past. 70 shuhadas in battle of Uhud. Khalid radiallahu anhu was the reason for it. But when he come back, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very optimistic about every individual. Every individual. He was thinking that this person will benefit. And Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never mentioned about anything about Khalid radiallahu anhu's past. But it is upon us. If I have a bad past, I should remember every time that, and it should be a mode of encouragement for me to do good. Khalid radiallahu anhu used to keep remembering about his past and he used to do more good. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Abu Sufyan, Allahu Akbar, once in the gathering of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
And Umar radiallahu anhu is gathering. Actually, in Umar radiallahu anhu's gathering, slaves, Africans, they were all prominent members in the gathering of Umar radiallahu anhu. All the leaders of Quraysh, who were having, you know, tribal, they were leaders in their tribe, they had prominent figures, were really behind. Then Suhail and these prominent figures in Quraysh at the back, they were talking about it. See what has happened, what Umar have done. He has given preference to the slaves. In return, Abu Sufyan was telling that we cannot blame Umar for it, we have to blame ourselves. These people have sacrificed so much for this cause, so much for the humanity, so much for this deen. They deserve to be in front. They deserve to be in front of. We delayed. Allah gave us that opportunity. We delayed to accept it. So this is our fate. You cannot blame it. My respected brothers, it's something very, very important at this time and in this junction. As Sri Lankan Muslims, we are living here, we may have difference of opinion. We are divided and we are having envy and anger and jealous about based on our business, based on family affairs, based on our religious differences. We have all this. That should not lead you to pass the line when we come into exchanging your views. My respected brothers, and don't think this is great sin than committing zina, great sin than any other sin. Because all other sins, it is between you and Allah, you can directly ask forgiveness and God. Once you have mentioned something in the comments, in the media, in social media, in public, and it goes viral, you cannot take it back. You may do tawbah. You may again put another good comment. Maybe the first comment, because normally the negative reaches very far. It goes high reach. The positive doesn't reach. It doesn't go very far. So my respected brother, we must try to understand, when we are engaged in our social media platforms, when we are engaged with one another, we must try to see when the information reaches you, under which category does it fall? Does it come under the category of Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, or Al-Iyadu Billah? May Allah protect us. Astaghfirullah, Al-Iyadu Billah. I seek forgiveness from Allah, I am seeking protection from Allah. Something can happen, you need immediately, because without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot be successful in this world and hereafter. For you to be, you know, be safeguarded from sin or any disobedience, it is a rahmah. Yusuf alayhi salam said, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. It is the rahmah from my Allah. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحْمَ رَبِّي. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he safeguarded himself from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from adultery, people start praising, you know, you're such a great man, you're an angel, you know, how did you do? Yusuf alayhi salam said, there is no greatness of me, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. My nafs, I cannot free my nafs from desire. I'm a human. My nafs is keep on saying, do that, do that. It is attracting, it is inviting. إِلَّا مَا رَحْمَ رَبِّي. I was able to prevent myself, to take myself because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brother, we need to have this approach when we are specially engaging with our young people. Engaging with our young people. All of us, now we have reached 40s and 50s, we forget about our teenage, we forget about our young period when we engage with our youngsters. Youngsters, they will do mistakes. But you should know how to accept it, how to embrace it, how to guide them, how to rectify their mistakes. You cannot do that. I keep reminding everyone, in one of the janazas, father has passed away, son is crying. He's crying so much. It was something extraordinary and different. After 3 days, I called the son and I asked him, "What makes you so sad? Is there anything special that you miss about your father?" Remember, my respected brothers, as parents, as individual people will not remember about our beauty, our power, our wealth, no. They will remember our character. They will remember the personal touch that you have with every individual. His son, "Father, there's so much good for this man." You know what did this man do? He said, "Once I was doing something very bad, an act of haram, a disobedience. Father caught me. It's my young days. I'm the eldest in the family. Now I'm scared. Can't go home back. Maybe father is going to blast me in front of my brothers and sisters, in front of my mother, all this. But I got late, went home, didn't eat, slept. First day passed, second day passed. 1 week passed, my father never spoke or mentioned about it at all. After 1 week, privately he called me. And he hugged me. He cried. And he said, 'For this 1 week, I was asking Allah forgiveness, because you are my son. If you are doing something bad, something wrong with me.' And he said, 'This mistake is between you and me and Allah. I'm not going to expose this. Because if I do that, your brothers and sisters will always have in their mind, my brother is someone who has done this. I honor you. Your respect is very important. Your dignity is very important. So, respect yourself. When you do something wrong, remember that is you are not respecting yourself. Respect yourself." The son said, "That is the last. From that day I made tawbah. It changed my entire life. Every moment I think about my father, I think how he handled me when I did this mistake." My respected brother, you can get angry, emotion, problem will not solve. You must understand, what am I trying to achieve by this? You need to love everybody. We are human. I'm standing here today. I'm standing here. I am not an angel. Your imam is not an angel. Your father is everybody. We are human. We all, we can do mistakes. May Allah protect us. Allah's protection is needed. How do you approach it? How do you rectify it? How do you share this message? It's very important. We have lost this. Everyone's privacy. We speak about the privacy law. Islam speaks first about privacy. In Quran, Allah mentioned about the privacy. Privacy is very important. A person's information is his right. His secrets are his right. It is only Allah. Allah does not give you the right to expose that. Every human being's honor and dignity is Allah's right. It is not our right. So my respected brothers, we are living in a time and era in this social media. It is not easy. We are tempted. Shaitan will keep doing it. Remember, don't let go. Your son might do a mistake. Your brother might do a mistake. Your wife or husband might do a mistake. Don't ever let them go. Always embrace them. Nobody is perfect. Always embrace them. Forgive them. Try to see how you can rectify those. It's very important surrounding. As Muslim community, we are all brothers. We are, you know, we are one. And as Sri Lankans, we are one. We do have shortcomings. We must try to understand. Try to forgive. And we try to rectify it. Yes, there are certain mistakes which destroy and harm, or there is proper method how you address them. How do you address those? Yes, you cannot certain things with someone is abusing you, or someone has been abused, someone has been oppressed. Yes, there is way to approach those things, to address those things, and to get the culprit and punish the person. But
It does not give you why you are sharing this information in social media, culprit is not getting punished.
You need to address it. My respected brother, let us think and let us behave like most honorable human beings. Let us behave with dignity when we are sharing information and talking and exchanging our views. This is the guidance of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is challenge that we are facing at this time and era. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, do not destroy. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, finally I'm going to conclude with this, said there is a deed called al-halika which will shave and destroy all your good deeds. In day of qiyamah, a person comes, he will be known as a bankrupt muflis. Halika, I've done so much of good deeds. You come and stand in day of qiyamah, nothing is to be found. You know what will happen. He says, you did good deeds, in return you spoke bad about so and so, you commented about so and so, you shared so much of information without verifying it, all your deeds have been washed out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And my respected brother, remember one thing, finally, if you disgrace a brother or sister, Allah will disgrace you. If you honor and conceal the mistake of a brother and sister, Allah will honor you and Allah will conceal your mistake. This is Allah's wa'ada. Because this, my dear respected brother, this is how we need to interact and behave and try to understand how we're going to go forward. These are the very important ethics and values in the community. It's very sad when you look at the state. Sometimes I'm very worried, we are speaking so much about religion. Our religiosity is somewhere else, our ethics and behavior somewhere else. Religiosity means our akhlaq and ethics and values. It is not about the number of prayer that you do, the dress that you wear. It is not your appearance, it is your behavior. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us in every injunction and challenges that we face, that we need to do it in the right way, that Allah is pleased, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Rasul is pleased, and Allah will be accepted, and those way that Allah will love us, and Allah's mercy will be upon us. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. மேலும் இது போன்ற இன்னும் பல பயான்களை www.acmyc.com எனும் இஸ்லாமிய இணையதளத்தினூடாக நீங்களும் டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ள முடியும். அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும் வரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி வபரகாத்துஹு.